Arthur Fiedler in the Boston Pops Orchestra here on WRIU in Kingston with Leroy Anderson's Irish Suite, a classic for sure. Some Irish music for St. Patrick's Day last Monday, which I would have played last Monday, but, you know, things come up. You got to take care of things. But on the other hand, we did well yesterday. David was in doing his show for me yesterday, and I'm in doing it today. And we thank all of you that called in for your pledge of support. David had a fine time answering the phone. We thank all of you for tuning in, pledging your support. Remember, Radiothon is going on all week, and the link on the website is up 24/7 for the whole week until right through the weekend. So you can pledge online at WRIU.org. And you can also, of course, when there is a live DJ in the studio, call in 792-9030 or toll free 888-303-9748. If you are making a pledge by check, then the live DJ can take your information. If you're doing a credit card pledge, then you go online, because we are partnering with the URI Foundation, and they are handling all the paperwork for that. So the credit card donations online are very safe and secure. They are taking care of that. And there is a link right on the website. Right when you go on to WRU.org, you will see a link right there. Donate to this year's Radiothon, and it will take you to the Alumni Association's page. And as you fill out the form, make sure that you indicate what show you're donating to and say for WRU Radiothon so that we do indeed get the credit. And thank you so much for calling in with your pledge of support. Thank you for supporting WRIU and all the great variety of music that we have to offer here on WRIU Kingston 90.3 FM. Remember, the website is WRIU.org. And, of course, URI's website is URI.edu, so you can see what's going on here on the URI campus. Thank you for tuning in, one and all. Enjoy the spring. Of course, we're in the spring roller coaster. In the course of the overcast and rainy weather over the weekend, some areas up north actually got a bit of snow. And then now it's sunny again and could be up to 50. Well, we got the roller coaster going on. But indeed, we have spring showing, daffodils up and all that stuff. We thank you for tuning in to WRIU Kingston, 90.3 FM, a broadcast service of the University of Rhode Island. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being who you are, and thank you for helping keep the love and the joy and the peace moving forward as we all ease our way on down the road. Happy Tuesday is up next. It is Tuesday. It's 1 o'clock. Happy Tuesday. We'll be up next after these messages here on WRIU Kingston 90.3 FM.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. The Stegosaurus is known for its unusual features: rows of large bony plates along its back, spikes on its tail, and a cranium so small that early paleontologists thought there must be another brain hidden elsewhere, like in a nerve bundle at the base of the dinosaur's powerful tail. But it was the purpose of those plates that really baffled scientists, a mystery they've been trying to solve for more than a century. Initially, it was thought the plates were for defense, but they cover only the animal's back, leaving the rest of its body vulnerable. Then it was thought they were used for thermoregulation. The stegosaurs could face them to the morning sun to absorb its heat, and later face them into the wind to cool down. But subsequent fossil finds didn't show enough blood vessels in the plates for this to be likely. The current hypothesis is that they were used to attract mates. Fossils suggest that Stegosaurus plates were attached to their skin, meaning the dinosaur may have been able to move them. The plates could have flopped and waggled when the animal walked. Some paleontologists think they may have been brightly colored. Other stegosaurs might have found these features very attractive, much like modern bird plumage. Or perhaps different plate shapes and sizes were just used by the different stegosaur species to tell one another apart. Perhaps we may never know. And with a brain that small, the stegosaur may not have either. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Campi Flegrei in Italian means fiery fields. That may not sound like a place you'd want to live, but 360,000 Italians do. Italy is the only country in Europe with active volcanoes on land. The fiery fields, just west of Naples, are actually a caldera, the depression left when a volcano erupts and collapses. At the center of the caldera is Pozzuoli Bay. The coast around it has been densely populated for many centuries. The volcano has had two major eruptions in the distant past, much larger than the well-known Vesuvius, and smaller ones more recently. Every day, residents get geologic signals that they might be tempting fate. Gas bubbles up in the waters of the bay. The land rapidly rises and sinks in response to shifting magma beneath. In the last 50 years, some areas have risen more than 10 feet. Roads and buildings that once disappeared underwater sometimes emerge again, including Roman ruins. And there are frequent small earthquakes. These and other signs of volcanism are monitored closely by the Italian government. If it looked like the fiery fields were about to get fiery again, 500,000 people would quickly evacuate, following a well-established plan. Why do they stay? Because it's home, and has been for generations. Because of the sea, the sun, and some of the best food in Italy. In a setting that would get any geologist fired up. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.
Hello there. You are listening to WRU Kingston, 90.3 FM. This is Happy Tuesday. I almost said the show with no name. That's on Thursdays, our sister show, but today is Tuesday. I'm CJ, Syra. How's it going? I hope you're having a good one and a great radiothon. I'm also joined by...
Christina.
Thank you, Christina. What wonderful weather we're having, right?
Yeah, it's way better than it was yesterday. So
yeah, that's always nice. No, it was rainier yesterday, wasn't it?
It was so gross yesterday. It was pouring.
And yet today is nice, so maybe there's always another side to the coin. We're going to start with our opening track. We'll be right back after.
Thank you.
Alrighty then. This is WRU Kingston 90.3 FM. This is a Happy Tuesday, and it is also Radiothon. If you would like to make a donation to the radio, you can do so by making checks out to URIFAE, P.O. Box 1700, Kingston, Rhode Island, 02881. Please put WRIU in the memo line. You can also use credit card on our website, WRIU.org. Thank you so much.
And you will see the link right there.
The link is right there. Awesome. Sweet. Well, without further ado, let's start with our actual first song, Exits by Foles. Please enjoy.
Now the sea eats the sky, but they say it's a-
All righty then. That was Midwest by Vacations. I hope you're enjoying the show. Yeah, this is WRU Kingston, 90.3 FM. Next up, we have Cosmic Blunder by Markoka.
Thank you. Just a wall now with nothing to show.
You are listening to WRIU Kingston 90.3 FM. I'm Syra. This is Happy Tuesday, the show. It's also Radiothon. If you would like to make a donation to this wonderful radio, you can do so by mailing a check to URIFAE. The P.O. Box is 1700 Kingston, Rhode Island 02881. Please be sure to put WRIU in the memo line, or you can send donations via credit card from our website, WRIU.org. And that way it's also, you know, it's a safe, secure system. The link is right there. It's probably going to be easier for some people. But again, we do also have the P.O. Box, URIFAE P.O. Box 1700, Kingston, Rhode Island 02881, and WRIU in the memo line. That was, where'd my songs go? That was 100 Poems by Tiny Umbrellas. And next up, we have Star Stuff by Luna Lee. Please enjoy.
Beating on my Shake down. They can't hear you. Something strange in my brain is coming through, and I never hear your name in my brain, just me and you.
By Night Cars. Next up, we have Melt by Beach Weather. You're listening to WRU Kingston, 90.3 FM.
Just wanna melt for you, for you, for you. Even when I'm caught in my feelings, I just wanna feel like I'm dreaming of sugar. I just
7:10 at best. Face plant in your basement. Is it all a bit obvious? Too obvious for you, honey? When I break down in the foyer, it's my emotional foreplay. Do you still want me? I just wanna melt for you, for you, for you. Even when I'm caught in my feelings, I just wanna feel like I'm dreaming. But sugar and deja vu, always acting like a fool. For you, for you, for you. Even when I'm caught in my feelings, I just wanna melt all the sunshine and no shade. I wanna burn away, slow fade. Is it all a bit obvious? Too obvious, 'cause I'm swimming in nostalgia with you. Nothing I can do. You know you still haunt me. Oh, you still want me. I just wanna. Sugar and deja vu, always acting like a fool. For you, for you, for you. Even when I'm caught in my feelings, I just wanna melt.
Remember those long nights, summer before you left. I never cried, just wondered what would happen. Remember those long nights, I remember all the lights. We nearly crashed, taking all the longest drives. Times are changing, you and I are changing. Just let it be a new light. Oh, dancing in a new light, in a new light, in a new.
It's okay. You're a four?
Yep. Hello, hello, hello.
Me when I crashed it by closing the lid.
Oops.
Oops.
That's fine.
Laptop gone.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, it actually did crash, though.
Oh, that's... Wow.
Max used to be, like, really good. And then, all of a sudden, mine just started crashing every time I did something to it. Like, if I want to... I'll go home, and I'll plug it into my monitor setup. And is she your mic four? It's mic one.
Yeah. What? Where did I read four?
Can I hear you now?
Hi.
That's still not showing up.
What? Really?
Yeah, no.
Okay, I'll grab a different mic. Mic three. Mic three. Mic three. Mic three. Mic three.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yay!
You're actually loud on that, geez.
Oops, sorry about that.
Anyways.
If mic one's broken, that's bad for us. especially for Thursday, because I'm, you know, going to need them all.
Oh, yeah. Be sure to check out. God, this really did break. I'm just going to, you know, I quit my set. I'm done. I'm tired. I want to go to bed. I have work, actually. But.
Did you get some rest when you went home?
That's good. I did, yeah. I just nodded as if you guys can hear me. Yeah, so Macs, they're really great, really awesome laptops, but they will just crash on me sometimes now.
Yay!
Which is wonderful. I guess I got to upgrade. Now. No, I'm kidding.
Are you going to upgrade?
No. I've had my laptop for like almost 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to last me at least that much more.
I think you should upgrade to Windows 11. Windows 11, specifically on Arc. On Arc? What am I saying?
Windows 11? ARM?
ARM, yeah.
Windows on ARM.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I think it's a good idea. Can you bootleg Windows on ARM?
What do you mean?
It doesn't natively run on ARM.
No, I mean it does. It doesn't like it. They have a version of Windows that runs on ARM.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they have Surface laptops that come out with Snapdragon CPUs.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, wow. Definitely look into it. They're interesting. They don't support all the apps, though. We got one at the gym here on campus. And we wanted to run a certain application on it. And it said, no, we don't support this.
Okay.
Go screw yourself, kind of.
Unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. But they do exist. And, I mean, it was fast. It was a good laptop. It just could only really do, like, web browsing and, like, stuff
like
that supported ARM. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, it was better than a Chromebook.
Better than a Chrome?
Take it. Anyways, we don't have... Again, my laptop crashed. So, we won't be playing our outro song. But instead, we are going to do it a cappella style. You ready?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
Okay. That's enough of that. Thank you for...
Donate for Radiothon.
Donate to Radiothon.
Oh, yes. You can send a check to us at, you can just email it to URIFAE PO Box 1700.
Please.
Kingston, Rhode Island 02881. WRU in the memo line. Please. You can also use your credit card on the website, WRU.org. The link's right there. Otherwise, I hope you have a fantastic rest of your Tuesday. Be sure to tune into the show with no name.
CJ
Thursdays
will be there.
Sorry, at 1 p.m. I'll be there. I'm CJ, the DJ, or Syrah. Just call me Syrah.
Syrah's going to be there.
I will be there. I will be there, be square. And so will Lawrence.
Yay.
You should too. Join us.
Please.
Pretty please.
Pretty please.
Okay, I'm done. Thank you and enjoy the rest of your day.
Mississippi swells I know, ever drawing line to another time, to the sirens of Chicago, or Memphis's eerie glow. Not quite cause you've chosen so, but in dreams we're drawn to drown, in such a small town to your instincts page you go. You reflect on things you now know, like how Cindy said, it all seems the same. Embedded in patterns you don't notice, the features out of focus, it's a shame. The flashlight just falls in the direction you're headed, but you just knew there's nothing to gain. No measure of light among the sightless, immobilized and righteous, it was pain. So you pointed your beam in the direction of anywhere. And though urbanity was not without its flaws, you found the time and space you'd need to sharpen your claws and hone your eyesight on the skeletons upon which all your little interactions carry on. Those that are visible and not metaphysical and hot, the anatomy of everything. So when I got to your city, it was summer, it was pretty, and we walked around cause we had the time. You remarked on all the places that you hadn't seen in ages, disconnected from the metro city lines.
And on the closed doors of the fire stations, testament to forced displacement, shocked me so to see it from the ground. What seems so functional from great heights looking down? But cities observed from planes, at some point so deceptively all start to look the same. You get distracted by the light below the clouds that seems to shine on through the night. You know and how it seems so lit up to some line. Feel the brightness so confined, only skyscrapers shine. The tallest buildings to define. Now you wonder the lights you're living under and the vantage points you've yet to even come upon. You dream of transportation infrastructure, the bus stations and the blocks between the shops. Lights flicker on and off and on, and my imagination too travels those streets, thinking of places and the people that we meet, and conversations with strangers on bus seats. You and ours are on the 28 45, fading flip side of the day, saying oh it's magical and cold, the place where cities and starscapes collide. I think of the people alive and awake on Magnolia's steep side. The living room lamps and the headlights of cars are like fireflies in the night sky.
What's good, everyone? You're listening to 90.3 WRIU Kingston. Flashback to 2021, Hurricane Henri gave our towers quite a lot of damage. The good news is we finally have an update. A new tower is in the design phase. Well, the tower is getting fixed. If you happen to lose us, we've got you. You can check out TuneIn.com or even download the TuneIn app. Once downloaded, all you have to do is type in WRIU, and you found us. Or you can check out WRIU.org to listen to your favorite DJs.
Ghosts in white linen, never touching the ground. Kids ringing doorbells, making their rounds. Ran out of Snickers, I don't have any more. A pack of Bart Simpsons threw eggs at my door. If I catch you, explore the ship.
Summer deep is in the hills, the guy. His lady is